I'm talking to Mom. And she's going to tell a story.
About what?
About Dad.
Dad music, right?
Dad music.
Okay.
You don't have to lean in.
Well, my story is more about not just that Dan really appreciates music and loves music and is really a part of many different areas of his life, but also how he got to know the people who make the music. I think he was a fan of Todd Rundgren's for years and years, all growing up when he was in high school and beyond, and about, I don't know, 15 years ago, he contacted Todd by email, just about technology and...
How did he get his email?
I don't know how he got his email. He just sent him an email. And they ended up having email dialogues and then conversations and...
It's like me tracking down Paul.
Well, I think, well, because Dan, of his work and his involvement with media and technology, that it was helpful that he was vice president of a large, of Netscape, you know, had a big
vice
title.
President.
He had a title, that was his title.
Of,
not all of Netscape, but all of...
His section.
Yeah. So, you know, Todd Rundgren and Dan met, you know, he finally met face to face after all those many years that he had enjoyed his music, been to the concerts, and how Dan pursued, you know, just a more personal relationship with the music and the person behind the music, and he still... has gone on with this relationship with Todd Rundgren and could call him a personal friend now. And there's another musician, a similar type story. When about 10 years, I guess it was 10 years ago, we decided to have a concert at the house here. We decided to celebrate our move here and our renovation of the house, and we thought of all these people
7 years ago. I remember it.
Okay. Just, you know, we started talking about having music here and wouldn't it be cool to have the musician come and play and who would we want to have play, and we started running through a couple of names since Jerry Garcia was no longer alive. We couldn't have him come play.
Jerry Garcia.
And... But I know, you know, if Jerry was alive, I think Dan would have contacted him somehow and tried to talk him into coming, and he might well have showed up. But just as well, we did end up contacting David Wilcox, a singer, folk singer, songwriter from Asheville, North Carolina. And, you know, we mentioned him and said, yeah, that he would be great. And Dan just looked his phone number up and left a message on his answering machine. And sure enough, David Wilcox called back and said, yeah, he might be interested in doing a house concert. And he did come, you know, worked it out, and he came and played, and we met him after we had been to a couple of his concerts before then, one in North Carolina and another somewhere else, I can't remember where, but we just appreciate his, David Wilcox's music, his take on life, and his how his songs reflect all that. So David Wilcox came and played a concert here. We had about 50, 75 people come, potluck dinner and a show. It was really a great night, and we ended up recording that concert, and we even have a musical CD that's live at Treetops which is a great, it's one of the best David Wilcox CDs there is. Limited edition.
Does he think there is?
And David Wilcox has heard that CD yet, and there's been talk of it getting produced, and then something happens, and you know, music and production are just, it's such a racket in the business world. I think there was some problems or something, but we still have it. As
would you say Dad's friends with Todd Rundgren?
Yeah, I think they're, he can call him a personal friend, I think.
You could call him up and be like, hey, what's up?
Yep, I think that happened. He called up Todd's wife just last week and was talking to her about something and trying to arrange another concert. And that's scheming for the future, and knowing Dan, it might well take place.
Mm-hmm.
So
it probably will.
So I just think that's just a neat thing that Dan always wants to get to the root of things, and you know, to get to the root of music, you get to the people, and musicians are accessible. They're people, they're real people, and they're interested in life too, and meeting other people. So there's some stories for you.
Yeah, keep pressing pop.
I can't see pop.